And we said it's an issue of Shehiya to leave her food on an open fire. Most of the poskim hold that the hot plates today are considered Terusa and Ketuba. I know it's not considered fully open fire, but it's a Kiddush, not so kosher. But since it's not the normal place that people would cook on, it has the status of a group of Ketuba, which means that you cannot put something on Shabbos on the bread. But if you put it before Shabbos, then you can leave it on the bread. What? What I said? Bread, hot plate. No, hot plate. Yeah, the bread and the hot plate have the same status. Yeah. Bread and hot plate have the same status. If you put things on it before Shabbos, if it was something on before Shabbos also, if you pick it up with the certain conditions we'll talk about later, you can put it back down. If you take something that was not on it, to put it on the chasila on Shabbos, in those two situations, you cannot do that. In the case of the oven, is considered not terufa and not ketuma. So therefore, the only thing is that the chasila, to leave something in the oven from before Shabbos, even if you have something to switch it off on Shabbos, if the fire is still on, it's not lachatchila unless it's fully, fully cooked. It's partially cooked, so according to the Minhag HaRambam, if the evidence is alright, the lachatchila, you should leave it in only if it's fully cooked. If you put something in, for example, you put an equivalent in the last minute into the oven, with your Shabbos time and everything else, and the mitzvah was not cooked in the fashion that is basically edible, third cook before Shabbos, then that tavshil is awesome. Then we have a problem. What do you do with it? Because it's not edible, so it's mukta. It's not a shame, you're not allowed to leave it in the fire either, because maybe you come to the makasa. As Nisha the Kiddush, in such a case, you are allowed to take it out. Because you're not taking it out just for the usage of that thing, you're taking it out to prevent yourself from this issue of Shahir. Kiddush, that's what it says, a kopanim. Careful to make sure anything put into something which is not grouped with tumah should be fully cooked before Shabbos.